So, Chevra, we all know at the beginning of the parasha, the Malachim come to Avram Avinu, and they reveal to him that after all these years of tefillos, he's finally going to be zoicher to have a son with Sarah Yemenu, to have a Helga Yitzchak. And the very famous pasuk says, "Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba," that Sarah left. And Rashi explained, based on Chazal, and we all know, that she doubted if this possibly could happen. She doubted if it's true. She left on some level, seemingly, that she didn't fully believe it's possible. She's too old. Zekenim, is it possible? Vatitzchak Sarah. Acharei b'lasi, yoyseli adna v'adni zaken. Is it really possible at this old age? It's too late. And she left. That's pashupshat. But really? Really would Sarah Yemenu laugh if the Eibishter says that we know it was a malach, it wasn't the Eibishter that she heard, but Lemaisa, it's the Eibishter. Lemaisa, she wouldn't know. She wouldn't believe that she could have a child. If the Eibishter, anything could be. Anything the Eibishter wants can happen. So comes the Hilgen Oyman Lemelech of Melech Lejansk. And he says that the highest level, true tzaddikim are such a level that even when miracles occur, even when nisim occur, they're not surprised by it. It's in a certain sense no big deal. There's no difference if oil's going to burn or vinegar's going to burn, because it's all Yad Hashem. And when you really believe in Yad Hashem so strongly, so a nes and teva, what we call a miracle in nature, is really one and the same. It's all Yad Hashem. So either it's a real big tzaddik sees everything as Yad Hashem. So there's nothing more surprising or great than a miracle than nature, right? So Nehemiah Lech says, you know what happened? It's not the Chas V'Shalom Sarah Yemenu doubted the ability to have a child, doubted that this could come true from the Eibishter. Sarah Yemenu left because she was so besimcha and so excited and couldn't believe that she left because she did believe. She left because she did believe. She left just because she was excited and knew it is possible that such a miracle is going to happen to her. That's why she left. So comes along, but Hashem is not happy with this for some reason. Vayomer Hashem Avram, lama zetzoch akos Sarah. Why is Sarah left? I mean, I thought Sarah was such a tzaddikess that she should be on such a level of emuna that this shouldn't even surprise her. Yeah, of course, it's a given Hashem can make this happen. She shouldn't be... A laugh is a response to a surprise. Why is this surprising? It's Yad Hashem. Hayipaleme Hashem davar? Is anything a pella to Hashem? Is anything a wonderment? Why is she laughing? So then Sarah comes and says, Lo tzachachti ki yareya. She was afraid that Avram thought that she left because she didn't believe. Like Pashupshat. I didn't laugh for that reason. I believe. I laughed because I was excited. I laughed because I was surprised. He said, no, we're still upset. Because you should never have laughed at all. Meaning, forget about, don't not laugh because you don't believe. You should even not laugh because you do believe. If you really believe on a level of tzaddikas, it's not surprising that Hashem could say you could have a child. This is the emunah that every one of us has to have. This is the moon of a tzaddik or tzaddikis. That whatever the Rabbanu Shem wants to bring to us, could bring to us. And as we go through each and every one of us in life, sometimes there are ups and downs in life. As we go through difficulties and nisyonos of life, we should never be misyayish, never get down. We know at any moment that Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring the biggest of geula, the biggest of nisim, but it's not a nes, it's just Yad Hashem. And always have that amun, and always believe that. The Rebbe, Rebbe Spiegel, Asif Kalshina Rebbe, said a few weeks ago after the Petira of the Isha Tzidkanius, Rebbe in Kreisworth, after one of the Rebbe in Kreisworth was Nifteris a little over a month ago, he said the following story. He said that one time, Rav Simcha Lefkowitz, who you know is somewhat Mishpacha, right? Rav Simcha Lefkowitz married to Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Kalsh Baruch Hu's daughter, which is Mishpacha, obviously, with the Rebbe, and therefore with Rav Kreisworth, and knew Rav Kreisworth as well, knew the Rebbe's in Kreisworth as well. One time, years ago, Rav Simcha Lefkowitz was at Kever Rachel davening. Rav Simcha is there and he hears a woman cry davening with tears and tears and tears. And he didn't know who it was, he couldn't believe it. And then he sees, who is it? It's Rav Simcha Kreisworth. She's davening, Kever Rachel, tears streaming down her cheeks. So Rav Lefkowitz goes over to Rav Simcha Kreisworth to say hello. How you doing? They knew each other. They're somewhat mishpachah. They're married, right? So Rav Simcha Kreisworth says to him, Rabbi Lefkowitz, you're by Kever Rachel. Could you please do me a favor? Sure, anything you want. Could you please daven for me that I should be zoichet of a child? Rav Simcha Kreisworth sadly, unfortunately, passed away from the world, was nefteris without any children. And she asked Rabbi Lefkowitz years ago already, could you please daven I should be a child? Rabbi Simcha Kreisworth was in her 60s at the time. Rabbi Simcha Kreisworth was in her 60s, and she's crying tears for a child and asking Rabbi Lefkowitz to daven for her to have a child. That's the muna of bitachon of a tzadekes. There's nothing that Hashem can't do. I believe in Yad Hashem. I'm not going to stop davening. Because Baruch Hu wants, He can bring me a child in my 60s. That's the amunah bitachon each and every one of us should have in this world. The level of the tzaddik tzaddikus. To believe in Yad Hashem in our lives always. And believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring whatever He wants to this world. And with that amunah bitachon, to know that Hashem is in my life always. B'zoyche bez Hashem, b'karach mamish. Not just to know that Hashem is with us. B'galus. But Hashem should be with us with Gula, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mher b'meinu. Have a heilig Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.